Random thought. When people create a GoFundMe, once they hit their goal, regardless of how fast they do it, do you think it's okay that they increase the goal? And here's why I'm asking. This story went viral. You had the Burger King employee who works at the Burger King in the airport in Vegas. Apparently, been there 27 years.
Right.
Never missed a day. And, you know, it's close to retirement age. And so to thank him for his service, they gave him a little goodie bag, a couple free movie tickets, some lifesavers, and some pins, stuff like that. No gold watch.
Oh, shit, anything, it's been 27 years. Hey, we need to make a goodie bag. What you got on your desk?
Yeah. So 27 years. And so he made a video about it, or he posted about it somehow. And so his daughter was saying, she created a GoFundMe because she wanted to raise enough money for him to go see his grandkids. Mm-hmm. And so she set it for $200, which was the cost of the flight.
Okay, that was good. Yeah.
Well, the story went viral. It got traction, or so it kept hitting the goal. So she kept increasing the goal every time.
Okay.
It's now at $270,000.
$200,000 to $270,000? Look, man, hey, what? Why are you hating? I mean, seriously, why are you hating? Because, I mean... 200 people want to help, and people are giving their own money. It's not like they're out there begging on the street corner. Hey, you want to give me a dollar? Give me $2. No, you're a goal setter. You're somebody who's exceeded in life, right? And excelled in life. And once you've reached that one goal, don't you set another one? And then another one?
No.
And then another one? And
what you're talking about is not apples to apples comparison. So in this case,
like
they are on the street corner asking for money. The street corner is the internet. It's the biggest street corner you could be on. They're on the internet. Now, it's not like, hey, my dad needs surgery and we don't have the money. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, he's critical. He's going to be in hospice. We didn't have insurance. Whatever. You need help paying for something. That's not the case. Mm-hmm. She really wanted enough money for her dad to get a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Once it reached $1,000, that's a plane ticket and some extra to go buy some stuff for the kids. Once it reached $10,000, okay, that's huge. $270,000, and she keeps increasing it. It's not like they put it 200 and oops, you wound up getting 270 and you got to take it all. At some point, you should shut that thing down.
If she put up $200,000 at first, everybody would have been like, girl, please, wouldn't have given $10. She put 200, got there, well, let's see. Can we get some more? What? Let's see if we can upgrade him from the back of the plane to, you know, business class. All right. Now, can we move him from business class to comfort plus? Can we move him from comfort plus to first class? You know what? Can we put him on a private jet? Let's see. Hey, matter of fact, let's book flights for the next year, the next 2 years, the next 10 years before this man passes away and dies in the Burger King in the Las Vegas airport.
That, to me, is the equivalent of asking for money on the street. At least do a show. Do a trick. At least on the streets. Sometimes they'll do something. They'll clean your windshield. They'll do a dance. They'll break dance. Put their hand out. You're doing something to get the money. I feel like that is just a form of begging. Again, there's a difference of I need this to help fix a problem. If someone had a car and if they didn't make any money, if they didn't have their car broke down, transmission's out. So it costs $1,500 to fix. Now, if they create a GoFundMe, I need $1,500 because I need a car, take care of my family, whatever. When it reaches that $1,500, shut it down. Now, you might increase it a bit. Actually, you know, think about taxes and all that. And I probably could use some new tires. But once it starts getting, you keep increasing it. Now it's getting $10,000, $15,000. Now you're about to buy a brand new Tesla with your car and still have enough money left over. That's begging.
When you have famous people who want to contribute and put up, like David Spade put up $5,000 for this gentleman, right? And it's like, well, when it was at 200, David Spade couldn't have given $5,000. Why should I stop people from trying to help me in this case? And that's what this was. And, you know, if you're mad that the daughter was probably going to take, because you know he didn't put up this GoFundMe. He has no idea what the hell a GoFundMe is in the first place. Just like he didn't know that the video went on social media, because he has no idea what social media is. This man has been working at Burger King for 27 years. I'm not saying anything about the establishment.
It's not just stupid.
It's an older man. It's an older man who has no idea how to use social media.
He's 54. He's 54.
Okay. You know 44-year-olds who don't know how to use social media.
Yeah, like he doesn't know what it is. Like they don't know what the internet is.
He probably has a Nokia phone. There's a place where people all go?
I still think it's begging, but here's the other question is, what is HMS Host doing? That's the employer that they put all the workers within those restaurants and stuff within a airport. Not only, he felt bad that he got this little goodie bag, but he said he felt worse for the people who've been there longer than him. And I'm just like, wait a minute, what is this Burger King doing that they have the same workers there for 27, 30 years?
Obviously not firing them, because here's why he got compensated and they didn't. He got the goodie bag because he never missed a day at work. I'm sure those others missed some days because they say, I feel like going there. I ain't doing this shit. But here's my thing. Why are you being compensated for doing something you're supposed to do? Okay, you're supposed to go to work when you're scheduled to work. Matter of fact, you're supposed to be on time. One thing I hate is when somebody's like, well, at least I made it. No, you know what? You can go back. How about that?
Well, and he got movie tickets, some lifesavers, some pins. I think that's a fair thing to get for being on time. You know, I don't think you should get like a bonus, you know, $1,000 bonus for being on time for 27 years. Now, could they have done that? That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. But this GoFundMe has gotten out of control. $270,000. Still hasn't closed it.
Well, but just in case you want to donate something, you can. Why not?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Look, you know he has no retirement plan. The man couldn't have $200 for the plane ticket. So here's his retirement plan.
That's his choice not to have a retirement plan. He chose that life. I didn't make him work at Burger King for 27 years. He could have went into management. He didn't go to management.
It's more than management and just showed up on time and showed up every day.
Yeah,
it is the first step, though. It is the first step.
But I'm just like, you've been on fries for 27 years, and I'm supposed to think that's awesome?
There might be a reason why they're giving him that compensation for being there for 27 years, making them good-ass fries.
Yeah. Airport fries are pretty good because you can't have some crappy airport food dealing with these passengers that are getting pissed and drunk on planes. So you better make that stuff good. So maybe that's why they're consistent at the Las Vegas airport with the food quality, because they have people who've been there for 27 to 30 years.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm keeping this good job.
I know where the mayonnaise is. I know where the mustard is. Every day it's the same thing. I don't have to worry about learning anything new. I'm good.
Oh my God. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, you know, kind of like this one.
Yeah.
Well, we are those guys, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 91. Be sure to like, subscribe, and definitely leave a comment.
The Supreme Court was really on everybody's hit list, or should I say shit list, for a while. Because, you know, of course, Roe v. Wade, and then the stuff they've been doing with the Fifth Amendment. If you haven't seen that, because we always talk about what's happening in the background, be aware of when they show you something that's causing a lot of disturbance, what else is happening? So Google that, and you'll find out more about that. But they did something historic this past week, which was where they kicked a white man off the court and brought a black woman in the spot. Well, that's how the conservatives are going to spin it. You know it.
Right. Well, timing is everything, because you have, when the position came open, Biden said, I'm going to pick a black woman. And so it was like everybody was pissed, which I didn't like the fact that he said that. Even if that's what you want to do, fine.
Just
don't
do it.
Say that.
Yes.
Yeah. Just don't say that. But anywho, the timing was great, because they're like, hey, let's push through all this stuff we want to fix now and change that's going to piss off a lot of women before we get her in here. So let's get this abortion thing down. Let's take care of this before we get her in, because that would have been a game changer.
Now you have Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. And so, third black Supreme Court justice, of course, you know, first is Thurgood Marshall, very proud of the work that he has done over the years, that he did over the years. Then we had Clarence Thomas. Well, you know, there's always one in the bunch that's never going to make you proud of shit. So that he's that guy in the back in the back of the class causing the disturbance. He's that jackass, okay?
And then now you Samuel L. Jackson's character in Django set. That's what everybody's been calling him.
Exactly. That's him. Yep. You know, everything's going to be up for grabs except for interracial marriage for him. So, unless, of course, you know, he's like, you know what? When my wife goes to jail, I should probably get this marriage. No, we'll take interracial marriage too. But, and now Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, third black Supreme Court justice, but first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. So very excited about that. And to witness history, because we've gotten to see in our time period, think about this, the first black president of the United States, right? And now we're getting to see the first black woman Supreme Court justice.
And first black woman vice president.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of firsts.
We have.
In our day. Now we just got to see what type of change is going to happen with the Supreme Court.
Right.
And what that dynamic is going to look like, because what they've done recently, as we talked about last week, it's really just changed a lot. It has a huge impact, negative impact towards women. And so you have a woman on the Supreme Court who's for those changes. Yeah. And so I'm just curious to see what happens. I mean, and you keep in mind, we were excited about Clarence Thomas until. So I want to see what she votes for. Don't want to make any assumptions, right? Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Be aware. I mean, now, speaking of first, as from politics as usual, too, for the love of sports, another first, Marlon Briscoe, first black starting quarterback in the AFL. He died at the age of 76. So, celebration of his life and his achievements, because when he got drafted from Omaha University, and this is when they had an extremely long NFL draft, because he got drafted in the 14th round back in 1968, and they drafted him as a cornerback. And he told them that he's going to return home and become a teacher. He told the Broncos, look, I thank you for drafting me, but I'm going to go back home and just teach if you're not going to give me a shot at being a quarterback. And so they gave him a shot, and because of what he did in rallying the Broncos to a victory, or nearly rallying them to a victory as a reserve against the Boston Patriots back in the day, he then earned his historic start the following week on October 6th. Now, he ended up starting 5 games that season, run-up for AFL Rookie of the Year, and this is his rookie year, so this is a big deal, right? And had some pretty decent stats. They nicknamed him Magician throughout his career just for the things that he was able to do. And I will say this. As we look back at, you know, President Barack Obama, Vice President Kamala Harris, we look at Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, as we see these first and not just reading about the first and seeing it happen, like, because we read about Jackie Robinson. And because I used to do Black History Trivia on the radio all the time, I know about Marlon Briscoe. So when that name pops up, and to actually meet Willie Lanier, I got a chance to meet Willie Lanier when I was living in Cleveland. And Willie Lanier, if you don't know, was the first black middle linebacker in the NFL, AFL-NFL, because the middle linebacker is considered the quarterback of the defense. And for a black man to have that position was a big deal. And to actually meet the man that I know the name, I've seen it on paper. But think about it. We see a lot of these things happening now. And so to your point, we're seeing history. And to be witnesses of it feels great.
It is good. I mean, I think it's exciting. And you figure if there was no Marlon Briscoe, maybe there wouldn't have been, what's the brother's name that won for the Washington Redskins?
Doug First Williams.
Quarterback. Doug Williams. Wouldn't have been a Doug Williams.
Exactly.
And they used to always say, you know, maybe, you know, black people aren't as smart at the quarterback role and all that. They can't read defenses and all these different things they used to say for reasons not to have black quarterbacks. Now there's a whole bunch. So you got to have people that pave the way for these players to, you know, wouldn't have a Dak Prescott. Even though he's light skinned, he wouldn't have made it, you know.
I mean, I thought you were going to say Michael Vick. I thought you were going to say Randall Cunningham, you know, Dante Culpepper, Warren Moon, maybe. I mean, you're in Texas, Warren Moon. You really went to Dak Prescott?
No. I went to Dak Prescott because I'm just thinking, okay, even as light-skinned as he is, would he in, you know, 1950s or 1960s be an AFL quarterback?
But let us hit,
Michael
let
us Vick, hit they'd have been like, no. They'd have been, you're a receiver. you're a cornerback. No.
I'll tell you what.
You're not taking snaps.
The thing that pisses me off about the NFL, right? And they're like, oh, no, we don't try to do it to all quarterbacks and make them receivers. It's just based on this or make them quarterbacks. But Ryan Tannehill was a wide receiver at Texas A&M. Mm. How do you let a wide receiver go to become quarterback and he goes to quarterback in the NFL? But you have people who played and won in college at quarterback and you go, nah, you make better a wide receiver. You can't tell me there's not just a tinge.
Well, maybe they had a better quarterback because is Ryan Tannehill a Hall of Fame quarterback? Let's be honest with ourselves.
No, but you know what? There's a reason. Again, you talk about this. Is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? Maybe not. But then Colin Kaepernick, while not a Hall of Fame quarterback, he could do what Ryan Tannehill is doing and probably even better because he did that and took a team to the Super Bowl, which Ryan Tannehill has not.
Well, we're not going to find out because Colin's not going to be suiting up for anybody.
You know what? You're absolutely right. We'll never find out.
He's the only black quarterback. He's the only black quarterback that in 1960s and 2022, he will not make a team.
You're not going to talk about my boy like that now. Colin Kaepernick he had some amazing games that I think people forget about. They always think about the ones where he ran against Green Bay, not thinking about the next year where he threw for over 400 yards against Green Bay. This guy was good. People like, oh, he couldn't throw the ball downfield. You're an idiot. That's why Harbaugh put him in, because he could throw the ball downfield.
I never said he couldn't play. I'm just saying that if it was 1969, Denver's not going to bring him on to quarterback. And in 2022, he would still can't even get a cornerback spot. So he's the only one that he can claim racism in both centuries.
Remember, if you have any bullshit, you send it to us. We'll talk about it on a show like this one that was all over social media. So everybody was popping in not only at rgrtpod@gmail.com, but also in our DMs at rgrtpod, at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell. Well, I don't know. Did you see this crazy thing about the dad who brought his son some McDonald's, but not McDonald's for the siblings? Let me play this for you real quick here.
What is that? That's just one burger? One burger, one fry?
What he like? What do you mean?
Okay, what about my other kids?
What about your other kids?
Okay, but them your kids' siblings, though.
What are you talking about? What are you mad
them about? Them your kids' siblings, though. My other kids finna be left out.
You didn't feed them?
All right, so how do I... All right, I'm just gonna do it. And people are gonna hate me in the comments. You can hate me in the comments. But, guys, don't sleep with a woman that has three kids, that their kid's dad ain't taking care of them, and she's on food stamps. Don't sleep with her. She needs to get her life together first.
She may have that thigh out, though.
Yeah, don't sleep with her. That's a woman you don't hook up with. Women, if you got three kids at home and you're on food stamps, don't get pregnant again with someone else's baby. Now, I agree with the guy. Mm-hmm. Why would I buy your other kids McDonald's than my kids? But they're his siblings, so... I'm like, what difference does that make?
Yeah.
I'm going to feed my son. I'm going to take care of my son. Your other three kids is not my problem.
This was definitely a hot topic all week, man. I mean, and the interesting thing about it, it's like there are people who take strong stances. Like, no, if you're dating a woman and she's got other kids, then you're also dating her kids. So therefore, you've got to. And so if you have kids, then you still got to. You got to take them all. If you know this, you're in the dating space. You're dating a woman who's got kids. You're not only dating her, especially if y'all get serious, you're dating the kids. The difference here is obviously they're not dating at the moment, right? Obviously, they were dating at some point, or at least sleeping together, and they're not dating at this moment. So is he still obligated to give all the kids? And no, really not. But
not obligated.
He could have gone to Little Caesars and got a pizza and it would have fed all of them. And it probably would have been cheaper.
No, because his kid is the youngest. So he only needs maybe one slice, maybe two. All of them will get the pizza, and I'm sure she's going to grab a slice and eat it too. Now, this is the thing, and I said this once on a date years ago, and she never went out with me again, and I totally get why.
I wonder why. I don't even know what you said yet, but I wonder why she didn't. Go ahead.
So
please.
She had a kid, right? And she was saying that, you know, I want someone that's going to that still wants kids but also wants to love my kids as if they love their own. I was like, well, I don't think people can really do that. And she goes, I think they can. I was like, well, I mean, really, though. I think you can still have love for them, but it's not going to be the same. And she says, no, I think it'd be the total same. I said, so you could love someone else's kid equally to yours? And she says, yes. I said, okay, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
You're about to cross the street. Cars come in. You can only save one kid. Which one do you save? And she didn't like that question, which rightfully so, but I'm just like.
She's like, look, I'm out of here.
But I mean, rightfully so, right? But
you can't ask a parent that question. You already know what the answer is.
I know what the answer is. They're just not going to say it out loud. Yeah, because the right answer should be, I will push them both out the way and I would get hit with the car. That's the right answer. But I'm just like, if you're going to say one, you're going to pick yours. One that looks just like you? that one. But I mean, when you're dating somebody that has kids, I get it. You're going to take them all out and all that. But it's still not my obligation to feed your kids. And then once we break up, my obligation is to my child.
Okay. Devil's advocate here. Are you setting up your kid to be bullied by their siblings because you bring them this and they're like, so you think you're better than us because your daddy brought you McDonald's?
Two things. I teach my kid how to play the dozens and be like, it ain't my fault that y'all's dad took off. He's in jail.
Ain't my fault, Jake. No damn daddy.
Yeah. And then I would sign my kid up for karate classes. That way he knew how to fight. But hey, be like, hey, it's not my fault that y'all's dad sucks. My dad's awesome.
Yeah.
Y'all liked him when they were together. Now they're not together. Now you got to talk some trash. That's on y'all. And y'all's
mama. To be fair, a lot of people, you stupid, a lot of people, they gave her shit on social. Because, you know, especially because she started out, I'm about to expose you, is what she said to him, right? I'm going to expose you. Well, I mean, you're not exposing shit. But, of course, she had to come and defend herself because this is what you do in the court of social media. You make sure you get on that stand and you speak. And she did.
Our child is the youngest child. So keep that in mind before y'all make me the villain. That means all my other kids knew him. He was buying the McDonald's when we were together. My kids have to go through a transition of our breakup as well. Like, yeah, me and you broke up, but my kids got to feel it too. So now my kids have to see only one of their siblings get McDonald's and not the rest of them. And they know it's coming from you because, of course, like me and you used to be together. They used to see you. You used to do it for them. But now you don't want to do that for them anymore. Like, to me, that's petty.
She's kind of got a point. It is kind of petty. And the point that we kind of cut it off a little bit, but she says that he would still try and get some on the side. I told you, she got the thigh out.
Okay. How are you entitled and you're on the government? You're getting stamps and you have this sense of entitlement for your three kids. And I'm curious, are the three kids from the same dad or different dad? Which, that's another thing, guys. If she has three kids by three different dudes, don't sleep with her. Like, I don't get this. And if you look in that video, her nails look tight.
Her nails are done.
That fake hair looks tight.
That wig is tight, yeah.
The 1.5 eyelashes that she had on.
You can't spot
if you look a fake at that right eye.
You can't spot a fake wig, but you can see that 1.5 eyelashes.
Because I'm just like, why is there a gap? Like, did she cut it? I just thought that was weird. But you had all that stuff on, and you got three kids on stamps. What are you thinking? And now you have a fourth kid, and you got this guy who's come around taking care of his kid. And you're trying to say it's petty that he doesn't take care of your other three? Well, you can't even take care of your other three. Get the hell out of here with that. See, just don't hook up with girls in the projects.
So basically, you just eliminated the question I was going to ask you, which was, does this change your mind? Apparently, it does not.
No, it doesn't. She's trifling. And old dude, this is what happens when you sleep down. What I mean by sleep down.
We don't know.
Lower your standards.
He could be sleeping across. He could be sleeping across.
I don't know. I don't see how you look at somebody who's on stamps with three kids when you're dating them and you don't think that's like leveling up. Unless you're homeless. So it's a place to sleep, you know, but I don't see how you look at your life like you've leveled up with this woman that has three kids and she's on stamps. Now, I'm not knocking women on stamps. You got to take care of yourself, do what you got to do. But don't be on stamps and still get pregnant by some other dude and just keep making these bad decisions. But guys just don't even, there's so many other people out there. Why?
That is a great point. I think the fact that she could have the nails, the hair, the 1.5 eyelashes that you pointed out, she could have got the other three kids to McDonald's. And apparently, any money she's got coming in is going to the way she looks so she can get baby daddy number five because the food stamps going for the kids.
Yeah, you can't pay the hairstylist with food stamps. I think she's trifling. I just think she's really trifling. And she sees nothing wrong with this behavior, which says a lot about her friends and her company that she keeps, because birds of a feather flock together. I said it. Like I said, people can hit me in the comments and say, Terrell, you're an ass. Or, hey, I get it. But I'm sorry. That is just trifling that this woman is trying to call this guy out for not feeding her other three kids that she can't afford to feed. No.
So if you're in the bar and she was there and...
Oh, okay. If I see her... But then we're like, hey, how's it going? Da-da-dum. We start talking, and she's like, yeah, me and my kids. Oh, really? How many kids do you have? Oh, I have three. Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, four now.
Same dad? Well, you know, two with one and one with another. Oh, okay. Okay. And then she's asking me to buy a drink because she doesn't get her stamps. She doesn't get her stamps until next week. Yeah, we're done. I don't need to exchange numbers. I can say, hey, nice meeting you. Enjoy that well vodka and soda. Because I'm not going to buy the good shit. Enjoy that. I'm going to see you. You take care of yourself. You know, God bless. So, no, I don't care how fine you are. Like once you, and I think that's the thing about dating and courting people. Once you get to know someone, you kind of see what their situation is. You got to assess and say, is this worth it? You know, and so if you meet a guy that has three kids by two different baby mamas, and every time you talk to him, he's at home sans kids. That means he's not taking care of them and spending time with them. So why would he spend time with the one he's going to have with you?
Well, that's because he's plotting to get the one with you. There you go.
Yeah. He's at home playing video games by himself, and he gets his kids every other weekend, and that's it. So you think if you get with him and y'all have a baby, oh, now he's going to be, you know, a Cosby dad, not that kind, but the character. He's going to be Cliff Huxtable and be all in your kid's life. Like, no. So I think you have to really ask that question. What are you willing to deal with? But if I'm single with no kids and you have three and on stamps, no.
I'll say this, man. This definitely hit home for a lot of people all last week because – not only did you have people just commenting on this so much on social, like she said, she got dragged and she felt it. But then you also had TikTok joining the conversation with videos like this.
All right. Daddy loves you. Daddy loves you. Woo!
Now, how many men are out there going like, yeah, that would be me? but you know, and to your point, I will say this in all honesty, because I remember when I was about 30, maybe 31, this woman thought she was being hurtful in what she said. Well, you 30, you ain't even got no kids. I'm like, yeah, because I don't have a wife. Like, that's not an insult to say you don't have any kids at a certain age. Especially if you're not in a committed relationship or you're not married and working towards marriage. It's like, yeah, so that doesn't hurt my feelings, but kudos, I guess. The thing about it is, I've never wanted to have a baby mama. I always wanted my kids to grow up in my house, right? And I know you feel the same way in that sense. And this is where you talk about the whole thing about, oh, getting the kids every other week. Because, yeah, sometimes it doesn't work out with a mom. And sometimes that's the visitation schedule you have. But, you know, there's a choice. And to just piggyback off what you said, there's a choice you can make in this decision. Wrap it up before you tap it up.
No, just don't even go to that. Like, there's other options.
I mean, sometimes you got to.
Level up. Here's your standard. Level up.
Man, sometimes you gotta. That liquor brings it down.
Well, yeah.
A little bit.
Because here's what happens. It's like, well, it's 1:30. The bar closes at 2. I've already spent $80. I gotta like make something happen out of the night. And then next thing you know, you go back to her place because the three kids may be with their dad. And you can look at the house, but you're tipsy. You don't notice all the broken shit and just kind of the place looks like it's not up to par. You're just focused on going into the bedroom. You go into the bathroom to wash your hands. The towels are like as thin as paper.
Now,
little moldy soaps that you got to like move together and get wet to be able to.
This is very descriptive. What year was this?
Yeah. you get in the bed, you got a little spring poking out the mattress. Like, what is that? Hit me in the hip. This is a spring, but you go ahead and want to successfully end the night, what you think, and then next thing you know, 9 months later, now you got this situation.
Look, that was very weirdly descriptive. Would you care to tell us what
I'm not talking about personal. I'm not talking about personal. I'm just throwing stuff out there like signs. Like if you can walk and be like, I don't think she has it together. Because you got so many women that'll say they're looking for a guy that has their shit together. Mm-hmm. Women will say that a whole lot.
Right.
Well, I want to see a woman that has her shit together. Like, mm-hmm. I would want that person. So if you're, in this girl's case, you got four kids now, and you don't have, you got your what'd she say? What check was coming?
Food stamps.
Yeah, food stamps, all that's not coming until such and such a date. You don't need to be dating. You need to be focused on taking care of your family. And that's it for right now until you get your stuff together. Or in the case what she's probably doing is, let me go find a fool that has money.
Who got some money? Let's go make this work.
she'd be one of those that's going to All-Star Weekend, you know, travel and go to All-Star Weekend, save up whatever money she gets to hook up with a baller.
Nah, you better not travel to All-Star Weekend like that. Just go ahead to the club on Saturday and see if you find one of them local All-Stars.
Oh, you work at the post office? Ooh, you got good benefits.
Hey, and you're a military kid. You know, there was a lot of people like that around the military bases. They got the military benefits.
I think what she should do is she should hook up with one of these guys that have been at Burger King for 27 years. That way you get the food discount. Every day you come home with some nuggets, some fries, some cheeseburgers. You never have to worry about it.
And if they behave good, they get a Whopper.
Yeah. Every time the new toy comes, he's coming home with four toys for the kids. You need to go find you one of these Las Vegas HMS host 27-year veterans at Burger King.
Who knows? They may have a GoFundMe that has $270,000 in it.
Yeah, well, yeah. He better watch his back because she's going to slide in his DMs.
Would you bring me and my kids some Burger King? Because we don't want McDonald's no more.
Yeah, I love an older man that works hard. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my God. Hey, don't forget we drop our regular episodes every Monday audio. And then, of course, Tuesday we drop the video. So the question is here. As we're at the end of this episode, we're right here on the verge of season 15, Married at First Sight, San Diego. And as we're recording this, we know that we are a couple short of the 2K. But the people have been asking. As a matter of fact, Terrell, I want to read this this comment to you from one of our wonderful, wonderful followers and subscribers who had a great point to say, right? And as you see me stalling to get to the comment, right? Because I want to make sure I get it good. It says, look at Just Terrell, we know you don't like MAFS, but that's the commentary that we need. This is coming from Dree Stud. She said, we are a modest following at the moment, but we are 100% support the podcast. We 100% support the podcast. Prayerfully waiting for Married at First Sight season 15. Prayer hands. That's where you go ahead and say, you know what, Dream, we got you. That's what you're supposed to say right there. And not the silent treatment.
Okay. I guess I forgot that we live in the everybody gets a participation trophy even if you don't win. We didn't hit the goal, but because we tried hard and we prayed hard, everybody should get what they
want.
That's
because we didn't move the goal. Like we could have set the goal at 1,800 and then moved it again and then moved it again. Like we didn't want
like a GoFundMe.
Yeah, we didn't want to GoFundMe this shit.
So I've been following closely to all the different comments and people asking about doing season 15. So yes, I'm in. I'll do season 15.
Oh,
with everybody. Fine. I'll do it just because. Yep. I think there's.
Crowd's going wild.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that a lot of people like it. Just the comments, I mean, it was really touching to hear a lot of people. I'm like, man, y'all really like this stuff. I don't get it. And so if this gives me a reason to drink on Wednesdays to be able to make fun of season 15, then I will do it.
Well, there we go. You have it. We are back. That's a big commitment for Wednesday night, but we'll be there. Big commitment, as you know. They're going with that three.
We need to see.
Oops, sorry. They won't stop cheering. They love you, man.
But my issue is this. It's once you get past the first 2 weeks, then it's kind of tolerable. It's 2 hours, and then, you know, we record right afterwards. But those first 3 hour episodes is just bullshit. That's the thing. I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. Mm-hmm. 7 to 10, that means we're not going to bed till midnight.
Yeah.
Me, Central Time.
Yeah.
You know, midnight, you is 1 o'clock.
Yeah. And at work at 3:30. But yeah. Up at 3:30. Yeah. So but you know what? We do it for you. And excited to get back. Married at First Sight, season 15. We are back. I'm excited. Terrell's excited. That is his excited face that you're looking at right there. As you can see, look at the joy. There you go. There you go. Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.